tonight, you will be featured on Jeopardy. How do people get on Jeopardy? Were you selected? Tell me a little bit about that.
So the first thing you have to do is take the online test, and they hold that about once a year. And then a couple months later, I got an email that said that I was selected for a callback audition, which I guess you can get if you score over a certain amount on the test. And then another written test and a little mock like interview, you know, like they do with Alex Trebek, and a buzzer round.
So you pass the online test. And then what's the audition like after that?
They have you talk about yourself for a little, I guess, to see, you know, if you'd be a total disaster in that little interview section. Which, as it happens, I was, but I guess I faked it well enough for the audition. After the audition, they tell you, congratulations, everybody's in the contestant pool. But there are probably like 5,000 people who make it that far, and only 400 people make it on a year. So I walked out thinking, well, you know, that was fun. I hope I get to a callback audition again, you know, because that was the second time I'd actually done it. But then I was completely surprised when I checked my voicemail one day and it said, hi, this is Karina from Jeopardy. And, That was the greatest.
Is there preparation? Do they say you can prepare by reading this or doing this, or are there any questions given ahead of time? Or
they don't give you any guidance. Everything is fair game. There is, though, now a database of every question that has ever been asked on Jeopardy, and also every wrong answer that's ever been asked, that's ever been given on Jeopardy, is listed by the person who gave the wrong answer. So I guess my episode's questions are going to be up like next week, and I'm pretty terrified about all of my wrong answers that are going to be attributed to me on the internet forever.
Okay, so once they called your name and you were able to go in with two other people, what was that like for you?
First of all, I had been sitting there for a full day already, and I thought, okay, I'm ready. And then they called my name and I realized I was not at all ready. So I went back and they touched up my makeup and they put on the microphone, and then behind the podiums there are blocks that they raise depending on the relative heights of all the contestants. And I happened to be going up against a guy who's 6'5", and I am not tall at all. So I was really, really high up on that block. And at first I was just thinking, my God, I hope I don't fall off.
Really? You're standing on a block?
In heels, which was a strategic blunder.
What was hard about being on Jeopardy?
It's buzzing in. You have to get it at exactly the right time. So it's not even just knowing the answer before the other contestants. You have to know it, and then you got to be ready to buzz in at just exactly the right moment. There are lights on the sides of the screen that light up when the buzzers are activated. And if you buzz in before that, you're locked out for like a second or so. So you've got to get it just right. And by the time the lights come on, somebody's already buzzed in. So you can't even rely on that. You have to listen to Alex's words, and then just after he utters the last syllable, you have to buzz in. Otherwise, you're just too late.
What's Alex Trebek like?
All right. Before I went on the show, I did not have the highest opinion of Alex. I thought he was pretty annoying, but he was really nice. He was really supportive of the contestants. He was nice to the audience. He was very personable. He answered everybody's questions in a surprisingly honest manner when he went out like during the commercial breaks, and you know, people would ask him questions.
Like, what surprised you the most? What did somebody ask?
Somebody asked him what he thought about marijuana legalization. And he gave the funniest answer. He said, oh, I'm opposed to that. Wow, I haven't smoked marijuana in probably 30 years.
What did you learn about yourself doing something like this?
All right. Well, here's a spoiler alert. During the contestant interview, I had my story all picked out and they rehearsed it with you beforehand. And I froze. I was a disaster. I am so nervous. I don't even think I'm going to watch it tonight. I think I'm going to walk out of the room during that part, because I know that the words that were coming out of my mouth were not actual words. And like every single thing I was trying to say, it just came out wrong. It was just the most awkward thing that I've ever done in my life.
Anything else? And of course, we'll all be watching tonight to see what happens. But is there anything else you can or you're willing to tell us about your experience being on Jeopardy?
It was by far the most fun I've ever had. And I would recommend that everybody try. Even just taking the online test was fun. Getting the callback interview was a whole lot of fun. And then being on the show was amazing. I highly recommend it.
Liz Kelly, thanks so much, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.